joining us on the Trocare College live line this morning. John Cain, a native advocate we've spoken with many times on this program before. We're talking about the president's latest push to try and get teams that have changed their names to change their names back. Speaking of the Cleveland Indians, the Washington Redskins, John, I know we spoke with you before when these name changes happened. In the first place, the president says he wants them changed back. What do you think when you hear all this?
Well, you know, anytime you see Donald Trump weigh in on issues that he really has no reason to even get involved in, you just can't help but wonder how much of this is a distraction from some of the controversies that are plaguing him, whether it's his big, beautiful bill or the Epstein files or whatever else, because, I mean, there's just no reason for him to weigh in on this. I mean, these issues have been settled. The Washington football team's controversy has raged on for over 50 years until finally they dropped the name and then ultimately, you know, presented a new name. And it's also kind of crazy in a way to listen to Donald Trump call the name Commanders a ridiculous name when he sits there as the commander-in-chief himself. I mean, there's a level of absurdity with him criticizing that name when you consider who and what he is at this point. But and, you know, and of course, he also tries to make the claim that there's this large outpouring of Native people calling and clamoring for this name change to go back, which is anything but the truth. I mean, it's an absurd proposition for him to even suggest that. The reason the Washington football team name was changed, or the Cleveland baseball team name was changed, was because we called for it. We've been demanding this for decades. And in fact, even Trump has even weighed in on the ban in New York State against the high schools or public schools using Native mascots. He's weighed in down in Long Island. And that, too, is something that we have called for. I personally played a role in bringing about the statewide ban on the use of Native mascots by schools. And you know, for whatever reason, this is something, again, that Trump has decided to inject himself into, not only on the name issue, but even when it comes to Washington, this idea that he thinks that he has a role in somehow restricting or limiting or ending or somehow breaking the deal that is being proposed for the Washington football team to return to the location formerly known by as the RFK Stadium and build a new stadium. I mean, he's threatening to somehow inject himself into preventing what could be a $4 billion build of a new stadium in Washington, D.C. I mean, and of course, for anybody who's followed this, Congress turned over the control of that property to the city of Washington, D.C. Last year. So there is really no place for Trump to even inject himself into this thing other than making a public display of himself over it.
All right. So regardless of where the president stands on this, you and other members of Native Americans think the name changes should be where they are. Leave it alone.
Well, we called for this.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been doing this for decades, and of course, there's this one group, and again, the irony of their name, considering what Cleveland's name is, Cleveland baseball team. They call themselves the Guardians, and they are really a bunch of guys who are, most of them aren't even legitimately Native. They call themselves the Native Guardians Association, and they are basically a bunch of frauds and we call them pretendians who basically side with white people on this mascot issue. And every place they've shown up and every place they've tried to mount legal challenge themselves, they've failed miserably. But that's the only group that can even remotely be associated as a Native organization. Every other Native organization, the National Congress of the American Indian, USET, the Native American Journalists Association, every nation, every Native organization across the United States and Canada, for that matter, have condemned this use. Every psychological association, every child care development expert association has condemned this. And So for Trump to now state that there's this large clamoring and that he's got this huge support, the only group that Trump has support from is obviously his base, and he's trying to gin up that base because of everything else that's going on with his administration.
I remember producing a show for you a while ago, John, and the one thing you said on this topic always kind of stuck with me is that you felt that having these nicknames, aside from it being offensive, was, in your mind, treating Native people like they don't exist anymore, because teams are usually named after relics from the past, and you made that point. It always kind of stuck with me. Do you still feel that way? And if you could explain that a little bit.
Well, I mean, every mascot they use is either something relatively buffoonish, or it's like an 18th century depiction of what Hollywood has, you know, put forth as what we were or looked like or, you know, resembled. So it in no way is associated with who we are. In fact, most of them aren't even accurate to who we were, but it is exactly this. It is the stereotypical images mostly created by Hollywood that non-Native people have picked up to associate themselves with. And, you know, anytime somebody says, well, it's always meant to honor you. Well, no, it never was. We were never considered. We were never factored into anybody's decision to call themselves a Native name or moniker or to somehow generate these images of what they believe we are. They mock us with their celebrations, everything from the tomahawk chop to, you know, these cheerleaders and these people they dress up. I mean, look, we can all pretty much acknowledge that blackface is not appropriate. But somehow, putting redface on, or war paint, or a headdress, and going to a stadium, it seems like too many Americans are okay with that. And it's the same thing. I mean, for those of us who are Native, anytime we see somebody who's non-Native dress up and mock us with their costumes, especially at these football games or at these sporting events, it's mockery. And people can say, well, we don't intend to be offensive. Well, it's not necessarily the name or even the image that's offensive. It's as you were suggesting, as I had suggested to you earlier, it's this idea of using us for mascots. It's the whole idea of dehumanizing us, rendering us as these relics of the past, and ignoring who we are today and frankly who we always have been, because we weren't just warriors. We were fathers and grandfathers and mothers and grandmothers. We've always been the human beings that we are today. But the idea that you're going to depict us as these violent, you know, aggressive, noble savages, as they say, is just simply not accurate.
John, why is it the Redskins and the Indians in pro sports and not the Braves or the Chiefs?
Oh, we protest them and the Chicago
Blackhawks
team as well. Yeah, I know. There is no lack of condemnation for Atlanta, Kansas City, or Chicago. It's just, you know, obviously Washington and Cleveland. Cleveland had the most buffoonish mascot, and Washington basically used a racial slur for their name. So they were the easier target, and frankly, they have been more responsive. But make no mistake about it. I mean, the Kansas City football team isn't even named after Native people. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but that name that they took was really the nickname of the mayor of Kansas City when they brought a franchise there. It had nothing to do with us. But this whole idea of building this whole tomahawk chop and these beating the big drum and all these people showing up with feathers and everything else, it's mockery, it's insulting, and, you know, it's disrespectful. It is in no way, it was never intended to honor us. It was to honor a former mayor of Kansas City. It had nothing to do with us. Yet we're the ones who get portrayed in all of this stuff. And, you know, and it's really is the level of absurdity. And again, I have to always point this out. There is nobody else used this way. So this is kind of a unique racism that Native people experience. Because, I mean, I ask this all the time. When I do public events, I said, can you imagine trying to honor black people with a mascot? I mean, can you even consider the possibility What would that be? What would the name be, for one thing? What would the image be? And how do you think black people would respond to a bunch of white people showing up at stadiums in blackface to honor their mascot?
John, always appreciate having you on. Thought-provoking as always. John Kane, Native Advocate, joining us live here on WBEM.